I am pleased to welcome back Brad Montgomery and David Glickman. They are here not only because they were so wonderful this morning, but because we paid for a second night at the hotel. So here they are, war stories from the comedy front.
Thank you, Jeff.
So here's what we got planned. We're going to talk about reaching our peak potential.
Goals.
And financial security.
All through multi-level marketing.
It's the family we call Amway.
That is so hack. I love that.
Just trying to make you feel at home.
I told you what we had planned, but let me tell you again. When David and I get together, one of the first things we do is talk about what's happened lately, or tell me what happened when you started then, or sort of, you'll never believe what happened to me when. So that's what we thought we'd do, is share some of those stories. Stories that have happened to us as speakers and comedians and magicians and some other stuff you'll find out about too. But we want you to know, this isn't our material. This isn't something off our platforms that we've just repackaged. This is just real stuff that actually happened, and it's been fun for us to talk about it, and we're really hoping that you guys might enjoy it too.
No one's ever heard this before, other than our wives and our therapists. I mean, no one has ever really heard these stories at all. So I think it's going to be very good for us to share.
Well, let's start, David, with the beginning of your career. Tell us, what was that first gig? You've told me, but tell them about your first gig in the robot.
First paid gig.
First
paid gig. I was right out of college. I knew I wanted to be a comedian, and I didn't know how you find a job as a comic, so I went to the newspaper. I lived in Miami. I went to the Miami Herald, looked in the Help Wanted ads. And I kid you not, there was, under miscellaneous, a one ad that first weekend home that said, wanted, comedian, for entertainment company, for parties. I freaked out. I said, it can't be this easy. It can't be this easy. And I brought it into my parents. I said, look at the C I can make. They're advertising for comics. So I called the company. It was an entertainment company. And what they were looking for were funny
suckers.
People. No, comedians to go to these private parties. And what they had was, that's okay. You can let it go. Calloway says it all the time. Just let it go. Let it go. We can edit in laughing later. What they had was a robot. Now, this is back in 1978. It was an electronic robot. It looked kind of like a cross between R2-D2 and the robot from Lost in Space. It's very short, and it worked on a remote control. Now, in 1978, this was pretty cutting edge. It really was. And what they wanted this person to do was stand behind a potted plant or some obstruction at parties wearing a headset. There was a microphone. I could hear what was going on at the robot, and I could speak through a little speaker in the robot. And they would bring someone from the entertainment company with me. He would actually he worked the buttons to make the robot get over to people. I would do the funny stuff, the listening and talking. And I got paid $25 a gig to do this. That was my first paid gig. And I thought, it can't be this easy. And I found it wasn't. This was an anomaly, definitely. But I will tell you, the pinnacle of doing the robot was named Numi, by the way. N-U-M-I, Numi. I don't know why they called it that. It was Numi. And these were pretty high-end parties, because again, 1978, having a robot, I mean, even Ken Braley couldn't have done this. I mean, this is high-end stuff. And there was a party at the Fontainebleau Hilton on Miami Beach, black tie affair, and I'm doing my robot. You know, the robot would go over to people, and I did a stupid voice. You know, I'm going, hello, how are you? I am new. You know, that was my robot voice. You know, real talent to do this. You know, how are you today? And I'm watching the door, and in comes Meatloaf, the singer Meatloaf. And he's in a tux, and he's with an entourage. Now, 1978, this is when his song, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad, was right at the top of the charts, right at the top of the charts. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And he comes over, so I tell the guy, send the robot over there. So the robot goes over there. And I said, hello, Mr. Meatloaf, how are you today? He said, oh, man, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, and I've got a cold. I said, well, the bar is over there. Dinner is coming out in 10 minutes, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Well, he cracked up too, and they raised me from $25 to $35 a party. So that's my first gig in comedy.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf. Yeah.
Yeah, you were playing, baby.